Hazab and Parakei Mishnah Alef Hanukeh Bezah Osha Hazab Nukeh Bo. Somebody was touching a Zah or being touched by a Zah. Hamesid is a Zah Osha Hazab Mesita. Somebody who is moving a Zah or being moved by a Zah. Mitame Oichun Umashkin Ukleshetef Bemaga Avalobamas. While the person is in contact with the Zah, he is considered an Abatuma. So therefore, any oichlin food, or maashkim liquids, or clay shetef, utensils that when they're tummy could be purified in the mikvah, which is all utensils, with the exception of earthenware utensils. Those oichlin or maashkim with clay shetef would become tummy if he is touching the oichlin or maashkim clay shetef at the same time he is in contact with the zav. But he would not be metame the oichlin or maashkim or clay shetef if he is simply carrying them without being in contact with them. And the person, while he is in contact with the Zav, is considered an avatuma, and therefore is mitame even kelim, even utensils. As only an avatuma could be mitame kelim. Klau Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua made a rule about it. Kol ha mitame begadim b'shas mako. Anybody who would be mitame the clothing that he is wearing while he is in contact with something that's tame, for example, is in contact with a Zav, or a Zava, or a Nida, or is in contact with liquid coming out from a Zav, Zava, or a Nida. Such a person is metame the clothing that he's wearing while he is in touch with the zav zav or nida. Such a person metame oichin umashkin lios tchila. He would be metame any food or liquid, and those foods or liquids would become a tchila, would become a rishon l'tuma if he touches the oichin umashkin while he's in contact with the zav zav or nida. V'hayadayin lios shniyot, and if he's in contact with somebody else's hand at the same time he's touching the zav zav or nida, that person's hands would become a sheni l'tuma, but only the person's hands would become tame, not the person himself, as we'll soon see, that the person is not mitame another person, even though he's in contact with the zav. If he touches another person, that person would not become tame. Ve'ena mitame lo adam below klechers. A person who is in contact with the zav or nida would not be mitame a person that he is touching at the same time he touches the zav, or earthenware kelim that he is touching while he's touching the Zav. And while he's in contact with the Zav, he's considered an Avatuma. So he can be Metame Kalim. And he also can be Metame Elchon Amashkin. The Elchon Amashkin would become a Rishon Lutuma. With two exceptions, he would not be Metame a person, even though normally an Avatuma would be Metame a person, nor can he be Metame earthenware Kalim. La'acha Prishaso Mimetama. But after he is no longer in contact with what's making him Tame, he's no longer in contact with the Zav or Nida. Even though this person is tame, it is no longer considered an avatuma. He's only considered an avatuma while he's in contact with the zav zav or nida, not when he's no longer in contact with the zav zav or nida. After he's no longer in contact with the zav zav or nida, he's only a rishon l'tuma, not an avatuma. Metame mashkin liyo tchila. So now he would be metame mashkin liquids to make the liquids into a tchila, into a rishon l'tuma. And even though he himself is only a rishon l'tuma, but the din is that even a sheni l'tuma that comes into contact with liquid could make the liquid into a rishon. This is a gzera derabana. So certainly, if it's a rishon with tumah, if it comes into contact with liquid, the liquids would become a rishon. And if after he's no longer in contact with zav zav or nida, he would be metame food and hand, somebody else's hand that he comes into contact with, would become a sheni. If now there's only a rishon with tumah, when he touches the food only becomes a sheni, and if he touches somebody else's hand, the hands would also be a sheni. And he would not be mitame begadim, any clothing that he comes into contact with or that he wears after he's no longer in contact with zav zav or nida would not become tame. If now that he's no longer in contact with zav zav or nida, he's no longer an avatuma, he's only a rishon l'tuma, and clothing or other utensils cannot become tame from rishon l'tuma, can only become tame from an avatuma. Chacham said another rule with regard to his zav. Anything that is being carried by a zav would become tame from the zav. Even if the zav is not in direct contact with the thing that he is carrying, for example, he's carrying a number of objects and is not in contact with the upper object, no matter what object he's carrying, they would become tame from the zav. The chosha hazav nisa alav to. And anything that the zav is being carried by, anything that's supporting a zav, would be tar. If it's not in direct contact with the zav, it would not become tame from the zav. Chot min aroi lemishkav ulemoishav via adam. The exceptions would be something that is fit for lying down on or sitting down on. Kalim that are made to lie down on, such as a mattress or made to sit down on such as a chair. If the zav would sit down or lie down on them, it would become tamei medras and ama tuma, even though the zav is not in direct contact with them. And the other exception would be a person that carries the zav would become tamei from the zav, even if it's not in direct contact with the zav. Case that, what are the cases? It's bo shel zav tachas hanitba. If the finger of the zav is underneath rows of stone, hatahar milamama, and there's somebody who's tar on top of the rows of stones, weighing down the stones and pressing down on the finger of the zav, we look at it as if the zav is carrying that person from top of the rows of stones, even though obviously the finger of the zav is not supporting that person. But since that person's weight is causing the stone to press down on the finger of the zav, it's as if the zav is carrying that person. And that person becomes tumah, he becomes an avat tumah all the while that he is there on top of the rows of stone, and the finger of the zav is underneath the rows of stone. Mitame shnayim upaisu achad. Therefore he is mitame two and pasul one, meaning to say he becomes an avat tumah. And he would subsequently make something else into a risha, and that risha would make something else into a sheni, and that sheni would pasul truma. The sheni would make truma into a shlisha. Peiros. But if either the tar that's on top goes away and it's not on top of the stones anymore, or the zav removes his finger from underneath the rows of stone, in such a case, mitame echad upaisu echad, the person who was on top of the rows of stone is no longer an avat tuma. Instead, he is now a rishon l'tuma, as he was only an avat tuma while he was on top of the rows of stones and the finger of the zav was underneath the rows of stones. But now that he is no longer there, where the zav has taken away his finger, he's only a rishon l'tuma. So now he's only mitame one, meaning to say, since he's a risha, something he comes into contact with would become a sheni, and that sheni would pasul truma. If the sheni comes into contact with truma, the truma would become a shlish. Hatame momala, the hatar momad. But if the case is vice versa, that the zav is on top of the rows of stone, and the tar, the person who is tar, has his finger underneath the rows of stone, and the weight of the zav is pressing down on the stone, causing the person's finger to be pressed down on from the stone. In such a case, we look at it as if the tar who has his finger underneath the rows of stone is carrying the zav. And the din is, like we said earlier, that a person who carries a zav becomes tamei from the zav, even though other things that carry a zav would not become tamei from a zav. But a person is one of the exceptions. He becomes tamei from the zav as he is carrying the zav. In this case, since his finger is underneath the rows of stones and the zav is on top, so therefore, calls mat that the zav is on top and his finger is underneath, he is considered an avat tumah mitamei shnayim upaisu achad. Since it's an avat tumah, he would be mitamei too. He would make something else into a rishon, that rishon would make something else into a sheni, and that sheni would pasul truma. If the sheni comes into contact with truma, the truma would become a shlishi. Peiros. But if the zav is no longer on top of the rows of stone, or the person who was tar removes his finger from underneath the rows of stone, now he is no longer an av hatuma, he is only a rishon l'tuma, mitame echad, upaisu achad. Since he's only a rishon l'tuma, he'd only be mitame one other thing, something he comes into contact with, such as Eichlin, would become a sheni. And if those Eichlin come into contact with truma, would pass the truma, causing the truma to become a shlish. Ha Eichlin bahamashka, hamishka bahamaisha, bahamadav momala, mitamin shnayim upaisalach. If the zav has his finger underneath rows of stones, and instead of a person being on top of the rows of stones, there's food or liquids, or mishka, such as a mattress, or a maisha, such as a chair, or a madah, all other utensils that are not mishka or maisha are referred to as madah. And those things are on top of the rows of stone, causing the stone to press down on the zav's finger. So it's as if the zav is carrying those things. And we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah that anything the zav carries becomes tamei. So the din is mitamin shnayim upoisel mechad. Those things that became tamei would be mitamei two things. They would come into contact with something else and make it into a risha, and if that risha comes into contact with something else, it would be a sheni, and if that sheni comes into contact with truma, would possibly truma, causing the truma to be a shlishi. Now, even though these things would be mitam and shnayim, which normally only an avat tuma would do, if an avat tuma would cause something else to be a risha, which was subsequently called something else to be a sheni. But actually, these things are not considered an av hatuma. They would not be metame kelim or begadim. And only an av hatuma is metame kelim or begadim. And these things, even though they're metame and shnayim, even though they would make something else into a rishon, they're not actually an av hatuma. They would not be metame kelim or begadim. So it's a difference between if there's a person on top of the rosa stone, if he would become an av hatuma, and he would be metame kelim or begadim. But these things, even though they're metame and shnayim, but we don't treat it actually as an av hatuma, it would only be metame osan or mashkin. It would not be metame kelim or begadim. Pirshu. If these things are on top of the rosa stone, are no longer on top of the rosa stones, or the zuk has removed his finger from underneath the rosa stones, then those things would no longer be metame shnayim, metame echad. There would only be metame one other thing. Something else it came into contact with would become a sheni, and that sheni, if it came into contact with truma, would make the truma into a shlishi. It would pass with truma. Ba'mishka ba'mayshav mumata. Metamin shnayim upaislenecha. Pershu metamin shnayim upaislenecha. If there's a mishka ba'mayshav underneath a zup, such as a mattress or a chair that is supporting the zup, the mishka ba'mayshav would become an avatuma. This is called tumas medras. And since it's an avatuma, it would be metame shnayim and paisel one other thing. It would paisel truma. And even after it's pirshu, even after the zub is no longer on the mishka b'mayshav, it remains an avatuma and would continue to be metame shnayim or paisel mechad. As a mishka or mayshav remains an avatuma even after the zub is no longer being supported by the mishka or mayshav. But if there's other things supported by food, liquids, or any other utensils that are not mishkav or mayshav, in such a case, those things would be tarp, they're not in direct contact with the zav. As we mentioned previously in this Mishnah, that anything that carries a zav does not become tummy with the exception of mishkav, mayshav, and a person. So therefore, all these things, since they don't fit in those categories, they're not mishkav or mayshav or adam, when they carry a zav, they do not become tummy at all. They are Torah.